Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you. Some information you may not have heard. Well, maybe you've heard it, but you don't give it any credence to it. Well, we're going to give you the real credence right now. Hang on. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have the most incredible array of organic nutrients, proteins, herbals, for every kind of situation, every kind of challenge, wonderful prices, all set up there for you at Alive and Well, and right there, hand in hand, with the magnificent organic broth cafe, famous now, getting more famous every single day, just terrific, organic, whether your choices are vegan, vegetarian, or what you want, wild fish, you want organic chicken, organic meats, all those choices are there for you at the Broth Cafe, and every single day, it's just, my gratitude never ends on this one. The local organic Maui farmers that brought in all of those beautiful, gorgeous organic produce, incorporated into our salads, into our soups, magnificent high concentration juices. We have that special juicer at Alive and Well. Very high concentration of these juices. And when you drink, where they're there for you to drink, all of the foods incorporated. But also remember, only in glass, not in plastic. That's what they have there. And you can't even believe it. Everybody says this is the best taste, this is the best food ever, and the best service. And you're very comfortable, you're in air conditioning, you're sitting in a lovely marble bar, and all of that is happening.
And it's eat-in or take-out.
It's eat-in. Oh, yes, you can always call us at our 877-4950. You want everything ready for you? You're having a big party at your home, and you don't want to give garbage? You want to give those healthy, delicious, fabulous foods? We'll have everything that you want ready for you at whatever time you come.
You know, you're talking about organic foods and all the delicious recipes,
yes,
and so on.
Yes.
But what's amazing to me, you've heard of MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what are their principles? What are the things that they strive for? And what are they laying down in writing exactly what they want to accomplish, what the government wants to accomplish?
Get rid of the poisons. Get rid of the toxins. Get rid of the chemicals. Get rid of the terrible things that are there, whether they're plastic, whether they're the chemicals that are sprayed on all of these crops. Get rid of all of the poisons, and that way we make a big step towards getting much healthier.
And that's what you already have at Alive and Well.
That is. It's
okay.
There at the Broth
Every
Cafe.
Every forkful, spoon, slurpy spoonful is just exactly the pure food. Pure food.
Right. Fabulous.
And no
they
chemicals,
also have
no
those
coloring agents, no flavorings, no conditioners.
None of
the junk that weighs people down and compromises their immune function. None of that.
And so you know, I didn't even mention that if you want the fabulous organic smoothies, we have a plethora of choices
ever.
Of organic smoothies. You know, we also incorporated the local organic Maui coconut farmer. There's the coconut milks and other things. We have a zillion choices for you, and the proteins, and the fresh fruits and vegetables, and all of those things.
And how about the Vortex water?
Tell them about the Vortex.
Okay.
I get a chance not to talk every single second.
I'm spinning, and I'm Vortexian right now.
You are Vortexian.
Okay.
You were Vortexian from the moment I met you.
I'm not from Texas, but I'm Vortex.
Well, you were that way from the moment I met you.
Yeah.
I could tell you were Vortexing,
well,
even though I was very young then.
Well,
we didn't
know.
Have a story.
And it was a little bit conductive because you were started Vortexing as well.
Well, you know, we were both stars of the stage, but, you know, we shared the stage. Male and female.
Shared the stage. You took the stage.
Male dominance. Go ahead. That's another subject. We'll hit that another time.
All right. How about some Vortex? How about some purified water? At Alive and Well, we have extra filtration system, which purifies the city water and puts it into the Vortex machine. The Vortex spins the living daylights out of that water and recombines hydrogen and oxygen and gives you real water. As I've said so many times, I'm driving out to Hana, you see the Maui waterfalls. That's what you're getting with the Vortex water, real tumbling water. water with oxygen and hydrogen, which comprises water, of course. But it's when it's energized in the machine, it gives you extra nutritive values.
Right.
So you have your water container, whatever size it is, bring it into Alive and Well and fill it up with the Vortex Alive and Well pure, delicious water.
Endless testimonials about how differently everybody feels wonderfully with using the Vortex water, and that's all, you know. So in here is a very important point. I've said it before, but it's important to keep remembering it, that in 1938, this very famous doctor, Dr. Otto Warburg, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine. That's the highest award there is medically and all. For the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. And this is a parameter that was proven to be hugely supported in Vortex water. The oxygen content is maximized, and the pH of Vortex water also 7.8. It's absolutely terrific. Structure, detoxification, cell availability. It's just amazing. All of that with Vortex. And that we also incorporate Vortex water even in the foods and the recipes that we have at the Broth Cafe.
And you mentioned, as they do in the article about Warburg, you mentioned the oxygen content is optimized.
Optimized. That's okay. Exactly right. Oxygen. But this one, Nobel Prize in Medicine a long time ago, that the cancer cells, the viruses, the bacteria, they couldn't live in an oxygen-rich
and
environment.
And that's the exact, not just premise, that's proven point by holistic physicians for God knows how many years. It's when you have pure, clean air, when you have real, vital hydrogen and oxygen combination, which sucks into your lungs, that starts the whole immune life-giving process within your anatomy. You're getting real life, you're breathing it in. And when you take the nutrients from Alive and Well, you're getting the highest quality vitamins and mineral supplements available anywhere in the world.
Yes. And Dennis and I, we want to make sure you understand that we're not pretending to be doctors. We're not saying we're doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off medications, doctor's area. But we love to share great information that doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials, all right? The doctors have learned about this, and we quote them here on this show, okay?
And that's one of the reasons that I'm so thrilled with John F. Kennedy Jr., what he's doing in the federal government and helping to purify food, purify the water, purify the basic elements that go into our anatomy on a second-by-second basis.
Everything
that his premise is. And we've been living by that on that premise for the last 60 years.
And you know, we want to give this very important information that we have to share with you. This just came out. And that is from Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD. This is a very renowned medical doctor, okay? And this everything is quoting from him, and he quotes the clinical trials, all right? And this is the title of the article that just came out. And I'm quoting Dr. Blaylock, does saturated fat really cause heart disease?
Uh-huh.
So now, we remember here just for a second, he'll go into it, but remember that's a myth that has gone on for a long time. Now, let's go with the doctor.
Since the early 50s.
Okay, that's right. Now, here's the quote from the doctor. When a patient is diagnosed with cardiovascular disease, the first word, says the doctor, out of most doctors' mouths are, quote, avoid saturated fats. They raise your cholesterol levels, and cholesterol is the main cause of heart attacks and strokes, end quote. What they don't say, says Dr. Blaylock, is that this theory is false.
False. Capital F-A-L-S-A-E.
That's right.
A-E-S-E.
Right. And
false.
It's in no way, says the doctor, supported by scientific research. Where do the doctors get this phony idea, says Dr. Blaylock? There are several sources, including federal and state health agency, the mainstream media, and their medical school so-called education and residency training, which is in truth mostly indoctrination, says the doctor.
Let me interrupt here. One second. keep in mind what she's reading word for word, what Dr. Blaylock says.
That's right.
Dr. Blaylock is a renowned neurosurgeon for many, many years.
Yes.
And he's been through the whole mill. He's lived it. He was trained in it. And he's lived it. And he's turned his back on all of it. Because what does he say? Cholesterol is not the killer.
And let's go on to see what Dr. Blaylock has to say. He says that's because pharmaceutical companies spend a great deal of money influencing new medical students.
How do you influence?
Such as by donating huge sums of money to major medical centers, so long as the drug makers have a say in the curriculum. Why do the doctors say this? Because supporters of the cholesterol theory of atherosclerosis have told them that this is the case.
Would you go back and read that one part again?
Why do doctors say this? Because supporters of the cholesterol theory of atherosclerosis, hardening the arteries, have told them that this is the case. And why were they told that this is the case? So that the doctors could help them sell more statin drugs. It's all about the money.
It's all about the money.
Says Dr. Blaylock and the information that backs him up. Dr. Blaylock says, I will show you evidence demonstrating why the cholesterol saturated fat theory is false. The public has been led astray by the medical establishment and pharmaceutical companies. And then I'm going to start this and give it to you, Dan. How did cholesterol get linked to atherosclerosis? That's hardening of the arteries. Like most mainstream theories about the diet-disease relationship, the one linking saturated fats and cholesterol to atherosclerosis has been debunked by careful scientific research, and he backs that up. The problem is that these data have been hidden from the public, and a great deal of medical propaganda has been used to convince people with high cholesterol that their only hope is a lifetime of taking dangerous drugs, expensive drugs designed to lower cholesterol and to avoid saturated fats.
Okay.
Could you read right here,
yes,
kid?
Yes, yes. But keep this in mind also, folks. I've mentioned this several times. I'm going to say it again. The medical community says, all the doctors in the pharmaceutical industry says that 800,000 people a year die of heart disease. Now consider, if cholesterol drugs were so effective, why are they all dying?
That's right. He says it here. A cardiovascular disease every year is in the United States is over 800,000 people dead.
Over 800.
Not just, you know,
not
over 800.
Not just incapacitated,
no,
but dead.
Dead.
Okay. That's about this far away from 1 million people a year die of something that's under constant medical attention and drug therapy, and they die anyway. Huh? What's wrong with that thought? Let me get back to the article. Dr. Blaylock goes on to say, ironically, the solution to the cholesterol problem, the so-called cholesterol problem, vegetable or seed oils, that is the polyunsaturated oils, was the form of fat that not only caused atherosclerosis, but dramatically increased the incidence of most cancers and other inflammation-related diseases.
It caused hardening of the arteries. It caused it. Go ahead.
Keep in mind, folks, when you hear the word inflammation, you're going to hear that a lot in every article we read by these holistic physicians. Inflammation, inflammation, inflammation. Okay. It's from seed oils, which are omega-6, and create inflammation, which burns and destroys connective tissue and vital functions. The polyunsaturated oils was a form of fat that not only caused atherosclerosis, but drastically increased the incidence of most cancers and other inflammation-related diseases.
Increases the incidence not only of the atherosclerosis, but increases the risk of cancer. Cancer.
All disease. Inflammation is the primary source of all degenerative conditions in from cell to cell. Chronic inflammation. It's not the cholesterol, says Dr. Blaylock, and other holistic physicians. In fact, the doctor says, the largest studies demonstrated a tremendous increase in cancer rates, even up to 6 times from the consumption of these vegetable oils. And the vegetable oils are required by who? By the drug industry and the pharmaceutical industry and the medical community. They say eat vegetable oils, don't eat cholesterol, don't eat beef, don't eat fish, don't stay away, you're gonna die. Well,
all lies.
It's all lies.
And restaurants and commercial foods, commercial products, all with those seed oils.
That's it.
Canola, corn, safflower, soy, all of those oils. And deep fat fried, too.
Especially.
Go ahead.
When the proponents of vegetable oils were asked about this frightening link between those vegetable oils and several kinds of diseases, their answer was that they just didn't know. We had no idea.
Unreal.
But that's no longer an excuse, says the doctor, because we now know that vegetable oils increase inflammation. Inflammation increased significantly.
Fire and destruction.
And that all of these cancers at every stage of development, at every stage of development of cancer, are inflammatory nature. Essentially, that means that the very oils the medical establishment endorsed strongly promote cancer development.
Yeah, it's amazing, because even in his other, and he had another article, I'm just going to sneak in a few things that he says, the truth that Big Pharma doesn't want you to know, what Dr. Russell Blaylock says, that last year there were an estimated 1.96 million new cancer cases and approximately 609,820 cancer deaths in the U.S. And he talks about all of these terrible things that are out of control. We'll get to that in a minute, but he's still on this form of these fats. He has some really important points we have to learn. There are 3 types, says the doctor, of dietary fats: saturated, monounsaturated, and polyunsaturated. All of the highly promoted vegetable oils are polyunsaturated, meaning they are easily oxidized. Good, healthy, saturated fats are not easily oxidized. It has been shown, says the doctor, that oxidized polyunsaturated oils are highly inflammatory and strongly linked to hardening of the arteries, atherosclerosis, strokes, and heart attacks. They are also strongly linked to cancer, macular degeneration, the leading cause of blindness, and nerve degenerative diseases such as Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS.
All of those are inflammation-based.
That's exactly what he says. Pathologists found that the most common type of fats in the atherosclerotic, that's the scar tissue vessels, were oxidized polyunsaturated oils and not cholesterol, which wasn't even present.
Well, let's name those oils.
Okay. The most common type of fat in the atherosclerotic vessels, blood vessels, was oxidized polyunsaturated oils.
Safflower, soy,
that's
corn, canola, sesame, peanut. Those are all vegetable oils, which the term vegetable implies it's healthier. But the vegetable oils create the inflammation.
That's what they say.
And the inflammation is an inferno. Can you imagine an inferno? Can you remember the Lahaina fires, the inferno in Lahaina? That's what happens within your cells.
That's
those little
right.
microscopic things that create energy called the mitochondria are inflamed, and they are dead in the process, and that impedes all metabolic function in every cell in your body.
And he's giving more important points about the whole thing about this. I'm quoting again Dr. Blaylock. Basically, he says we're seeing the medical establishment offering treatment recommendations in order to promote low cholesterol, low trans fat, processed foods, even though studies have shown that saturated fats from animal sources are healthy and lower the incidence of many chronic diseases, including heart attacks and strokes, lowering them. In the past, when our diet contained saturated fats, incidents such as heart attacks and strokes were less common, and many chronic diseases are associated with high consumption of carbohydrates, especially sugars such as high fructose corn syrup. And if you examine, he says, the largest studies on diet and heart attack risk, you'll see that in most cases, a person who suffered a cardiovascular incident suffered from metabolic syndrome, a condition that includes insulin resistance, weight gain around the waist, and all of that. High intake of sugar and carbohydrates make this metabolic syndrome and insulin resistance much worse. But I'm going to give this back to you in a second. He starts by saying how inflammation damages the arteries. Keep in mind, says the doctor, that inflammation is the basic process responsible for hardening of the arteries, atherosclerosis, and heart attacks and strokes. And I want you to summarize what he has to say right here.
Are you with us, folks? Inflammation. Inflammation is fire. Fire burns. Inside your body, what does the fire burn? Your cells, your nerves, your eyes, your heart, your brains. Going on with the article. Unfortunately, says Dr. Blaylock, the medical establishment has sold the public a series of falsehoods. Naturally, this has led to doctors prescribing ineffective and dangerous medicines such as the cholesterol-lowering statin drugs, which are associated with a number of serious side effects, including, and he gives a list here, statin drugs create heart failure. Statin drugs create immune suppression. They create cancer. They create muscle weakness and pain. They create amnesia. They promote peripheral neuropathy. In fact, says the doctor, statin drugs are also linked to fatal cases of amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. The truth is,
and they don't forget diabetes too. It's one of the main things that's even listed in the black box warning.
And
mental failure and diabetes.
And don't forget muscle weakness.
That's right.
And don't forget degeneration of the heart muscle.
That's right. It robs the body of CoQ10.
The statin drugs create muscle weakness by what? Destroying the connective mitochondrial function of your every muscle in your body, whether it's your shoulders, your arms, your heart, your liver, your kidneys, whatever it might be. The brain, right along with it. Because the statin drugs do not create life. Nutrients create cellular life. Let me get on with this, back to the article. In fact, says the doctor, statin drugs are linked to fatal cases of amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. The truth is that the older a person gets, the higher their cholesterol level should be. Should be for good health.
Right, for hormone production and the brain. All of those
exactly.
different things. Exactly.
Exactly.
And don't forget that one of the most key things, that the heart can't pump without the active form, the cardio form of coenzyme Q10, and the body is robbed of it by the statin drugs, and so the heart weakens as a muscle, all the muscles break down, etc.
And if the heart is not a strong muscle, it's not pumping the blood to the extremities of your body like it did when you were 20 years old. Our heart is very strong at 20 years of age. As we age, every muscle becomes a little weaker on an annual basis. But the heart is compromised by the statin drugs, which makes it even weaker. So it can't get the blood to your brain. And so you get
Right.
It can't get the blood to your little toe, so they amputate the foot because of the circulation is cut off. It's the statin drugs that are, as this doctor says, and a host of other physicians, we're just quoting him in particular, a host of other physicians and cardiologists and every specialty in the world, holistic physicians, point out that nutrients create the very enzyme function of life in every cell in your body. Drugs do reduce symptoms, but drugs do not solve the problem.
They cause the problem, just like he says.
If the statin drugs were that effective, and if cholesterol was so dangerous, Why are 800,000 people plus dying of heart disease?
That's right.
And how many more are completely invalidated by weakened heart and poor circulation and amputations and all the other stuff that goes on? Because the heart is not strong enough to pump the blood where it used to go.
Right, and he gives so many important things, okay, and he talking about how that you need a higher level. He says, even as his summary here, and he quotes all the medical studies, the truth is, he says, that the older a person gets, the higher their cholesterol level has to be for good health and for fighting off all the different diseases.
So I wish we had time to go into the Dr. Ansel Keys, the guy who decided in the early 50s that cholesterol was the problem.
Well, you know,
he knew at the time it was not true, and the drug industry picked it up and knew it wasn't true, but he promoted it anyway in a host of ways.
And, you know, and I just admire Dr. Blalock, along with the others, talking about how the skyrocketing rates of depression, anxiety, Alzheimer's, all of the things that are going on, epidemics of obesity, crippling arthritis, rampant allergies, and he's saying that he tells you that so many things have contributed that, and he really makes a very important point, just that goes up to what you have to say. He says that thousands of supermarket and restaurant foods have been poisoned, says the doctor, not Mona, with inflammatory sugars, oils, chemicals, and genetically modified organisms, GMOs. These foods include everyday produce sprayed with toxic herbicides and pesticides. They include processed foods, cereals, juices, soups, sauces, vegetable oils, snacks, desserts, frozen microwave food, and most meat, chicken, pork, and fish have been treated with dangerous additives or raised on inflammation-produced GMO soy or corn. Products with, and he underlines it, inflammatory ingredients now total 30,000 supermarket foods.
Yeah.
And try
to pick them out as you go shopping. Try to pick out a chemical-free food. It's virtually impossible.
And he says most restaurants use disease-promoting omega-6 vegetable oils. He's quoting what you said.
Inflammation.
Of course, you wouldn't eat a portion of food that makes you sick. And that's why this hidden source of disease is so sinister. You never notice it. These foods, says the doctor, build up chronic inflammation in your body. It sets the stage for arthritis, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, inflamed bowels, obesity, Alzheimer's, and dozens more serious ailments. Fortunately, he says, there's an easy way to identify the disease-causing foods in your supermarket and also at restaurants. And there are nutrients you can use to fight and reverse deadly inflammation. It's a matter of choosing good, organic, nutritious foods over bad ones and adding nutrients, and he says at his end statement, and avoiding harmful prescription drugs. So now, okay.
Inflammation.
That's
inflammation.
Right. That's right.
Inflammation.
Yes.
Maybe if you can recall in previous shows we've done, when we're reading these articles from the doctors, it's always inflammation, the basic underlying cause of every negative health situation in the world, say holistic physicians, is a state of chronic inflammation, fire in microscopic little areas of your body which destroys a vital function of that particular cell or group of cells. Inflammation, the fire. How do you put out inflammation? You stay away from seed oils. Seed oils are what? Safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, grains, corn oil, whatever they might be. They create, they contain omega-6 oils, and omega-6 oils are always inflammatory. What isn't an inflammatory oil? The DHA and the EPA.
You know,
the
it's
fish
interesting.
Oil capsules.
Right, you know, it's interesting that you just said about omega-3, because he brings that up, because Dr. Blalock is bringing it up as a great supplement that he says is a hero, and he's talking about this, about that.
About this and that.
The omega-3.
Oh, yeah.
The omega-3, and he says right here that the omega-3 oils studies have shown that with each pregnancy, the amount of available omega-3 oil in a woman's body diminishes. And according to the research by the third baby, the DHA, one of the essential fatty acids in the omega-3, received from the mother falls by about 85%. Studies have shown that this omega-3 fatty acid, DHA, is critical for forming healthy retinas and visual cortices in the brain.
And the brain itself.
And the retinas of the eyesight. Babies supplemented with these DHA have much better vision than those not given the DHA. They also have better brain function, cognitive and visual function. Another study of infants found that those supplemented with this fatty acid DHA had better attention, less distractibility than infants with lower. We knew that as far back as my kids are, you know, middle-aged now, I know your kids, yours and mine, and yet as far back as when I was pregnant nursing, we knew how essential it was to give them the mommy to take the fish oils.
Absolutely.
And then to keep on, when you're no longer nursing, give it to the baby that way, because of the brain development of the child, the eyesight development of the child, and the heart development of the child.
And all the little, tiny little capillaries in the brain.
That's right.
In the cell.
And in the eyesight.
And everywhere in
retinas.
Your body. Okay. But let me try to put this in some other form. Do you know what the word cauterized means? Cauterized refers to a blood vessel, an artery or a capillary, which has been dried up and closed off. It's or burned off.
Burned. That's okay. What I remember learning that at C-A-U-T-E-R, cauterized, right?
You burn it.
Burned off.
And it, with anything, when you burn a hose, the ash and the burned tissue plugs up the end of the hose and nothing goes through it anymore. Well, the same thing happens microscopically. Think of, again, looking through a microscope. When you look at a human chest, a diagram of a human chest, there's the heart. And coming out of the heart are major six-lane blood arteries, pumping blood throughout every cell in your body, from the top of your head to the bottom of your foot. But as the blood gets to those final destination points with the nutrients and the oxygen and all the things that keep life going in every cell, by the time the blood delivery system brings that cell to your brain, it is microscopic little passageway. It's no longer a major blood highway. It's a microscopic little poof. And that for the cell to get to the destination point, it has to rub against, it's forced by the blood flow behind it to push forward, and in so doing, it has to rub and scrape against the wall of the artery and the capillary to release the nutrients and to pick up the carbon dioxide in the waste from that cell and bring it back to the kidneys and the lungs to exhalation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it's so microscopic, so tiny, and a little bit of inflammation burns it up. If the little capillary is cauterized, the nutrients don't get through.
You know,
why
yes.
does a diabetic go blind? Because they eat so much sugar. What has sugar got to do with inflammation? It creates inflammation.
It creates inflammation.
It creates fire. And all those nerves in the eyes, all those blood capillaries in the eyes are closed off. The nutrients can't get through to the eyeball, to the whatever part of the retina, whatever part of the eye the delivery system is supposed to go. But it's cauterized. The blood flow stops at the cauterization, and the vision goes with it.
You know, I can't ever get over when they're talking about the thing with eyesight and the brain, et cetera, and the heart and all of that, and the super pure fish oils at any age, mm-hmm. even in developing babies and during pregnancy.
Of course.
But remember, I never can forget, it stays with me all the time, about the Harvard doctors doing the meta-analyses. That's all the medical studies done with people and on super pure omega-3, the super purest, highest potency EPA and DHA omega-3 oils. And what they found, and that's in millions of people, and it's in all the medical studies. What they did after their complete analysis of all, meta-analysis, it's called, of that, of the fish oils and people, that it reduced the number one cause of death, the taking of the high fish oils, purity, and EPA mm-hmm. and DHA, reduced the number one cause of death sudden cardiac arrhythmia and the heart, you know, all those vessels blocking up, like we've been saying, by 88 to 92%. And at the time when they were doing that, 1.2 million Americans every year died from that, not just getting sick from that, but died from that. And they said the taking of these purest fish oils would reduce the number one, according to all the analyses, would reduce the number one cause of death by 88 to 92%. They said at minimum. That means that if all Americans took this supplement, we would save a minimum of 900,000 American lives every year. That's not just preventing sickness. They're talking about preventing death. 88 to 92%. 900,000 American lives every year would be saved on that, just on the heart. Besides the fact it was the eyesight and remembering too.
And the brain.
That's what I was going to just say. You know, the brain is a fat, fathead. The brain is a fat.
Yep.
And 50 to 60% of that are made up of those EPA and DHA. And without that, the brain shrinks, especially it happens with aging. Take that fat. And again, that was known in some level, even when mommies were pregnant that many years ago. Take the fish oils because it's essential for baby's brain and eye and heart development.
And the mommy as well.
And the mommy.
And we're not going to be able to save 900,000 lives at Alive and Well. But we can save whatever health generating capabilities your body is capable of anymore. And that is by come to Alive and Well. Get the Super Omega 3 fish oil, the DHA, the EPA, the highest potency available, along with the Cardio CoQ10, which is the best absorbed form of Q10 in the world. And other nutrients, all of which, and I've drummed this so many times into my own head and everybody I talk to, it's the mitochondria, the mighty little mitochondria that create energy in every invisible cell in your body and every invisible cell in your brain. Your brain has 10, every invisible cell in your brain, the neuron in your brain, contains 10,000, I don't know whoever counted them, but 10,000 invisible mitochondria create energy for the one invisible cell which helps to comprise the neuron in the brain, which is what? Your ability to think, your ability to interpret, your ability to react positively in life. Okay, the same thing with the heart muscles. 5,000 invisible mitochondria. I can't get over this. Invisible. You can't see them. They're not there unless it's under a microscope. Okay. And then you see what little mighty, mighty mitochondria can really do for a healthy heart.
And you know, I applaud the doctor for, again, he cites all the clinical trials that back it up about incredible supplements and what they can do. And right at the top of his list, just what we've talked about, is N-acetylcysteine, NAC.
Boy. I love that one.
He talks about how many toxic products can, we can have lead, arsenic, aluminum, all of these different toxins can be present and do terrible harm to our bodies. And he says N-acetylcysteine reduces many of these toxic metals, and including, he goes a whole list, and he says, and well as cobalt in the blood and tissues. And he says this is important because hip replacement has been associated with high levels of cobalt, which suppresses mitochondrial function.
Get this.
The steel bearing used for artificial hips contains cobalt that leaches out and enters organs, tissues, and blood. And he lists, the top of the list there is N-acetylcysteine, which cleanses toxic metals and cobalt out of the blood.
Out of the blood and out of the liver.
That's right.
The NAC, N-acetylcysteine, regenerates the whole metabolic function of the liver.
That's been leading even in top hospitals with the leading cause of liver failure, which is known to be non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the over-encounter, the pain medications you can get in the many drugstores,
and they are toxic to the liver.
To the liver and kidneys.
Yeah. And NAC, again, what does it do?
regenerates the liver.
It regenerates the mitochondria
of
the liver.
That's what it does. It's so amazing.
And the lungs.
And the lungs. It's been, even Dr. Siegel said that, the leading TV doctor, yeah, when everybody was this fear of COVID and all of that. But because NAC eliminates abnormal excessive mucus congestions. But one of the things that, okay, maybe I've said it a lot. I probably have. But this should be embedded in your brain, and that is that, as he said, that N-acetylcysteine prevents the death of the alveoli, A-L-V-E-O-L-I. That's the breathing cells in the lungs, and reverses the death of the alveoli. Amazing. And he goes on to say one of your total favorites. And he has, there are several supplements that also remove toxic metals, render them harmless. The other one he has is curcumin. Has been shown, he talks about the high absorption curcumin.
The pain
has
power.
Been shown to reduce lead, arsenic, aluminum, and prevent them from causing harm in the tissues. Showing that to the pain power, not just for pain, but stopping the inflammation and taking out toxic compounds.
Taking out the toxic compounds.
Oh, he says curcumin is also that active to remove arsenic, yeah, from the body.
It's a major detox.
Remove the arsenic, all kinds, and lead.
And it's a major...
Reducing lead in the tissues on the toxicity of any metal.
And all those heavy metals, all the poisons create inflammation. And the pain power's main function, the way it's so effective, is because it reduces inflammation. It puts out the fire, the raging inferno in those microscopic cells. It also contains natokinase and serratiopeptidase and amla and piperine, all of which reduce inflammation. That's why pain power is so effective with pain, because the pain in the brain suffers just as much as your bicep, or just as much as your heart or your liver, any other internal organ. The brain suffers from inflammation. Well, pain power puts out the fire.
Right, and he speaks about the high absorption curcumin. He's talking about it, the high absorption, which we'll talk about in a minute, effectively removes aluminum from the brain, mm-hmm, and all other tissues, and does so safely. In fact, medical research, says the doctor, shows it removed toxic metals from the body and provided major protection to the nervous system, as well as all other organs. We just said that. It is also a powerful weapon against many cancers and protects the tissues from damage by chemotherapy and radiation. That's the curcumin that he's talking about now.
And the radiation and the cancer therapies create more inflammation.
They do.
And the curcumin puts out the fire.
It's absolutely wonderful. And, you know, we've often talked about that. The benefits also, which he goes on to say, he's a big fan of quercetin. And he talks about quercetin and how that quercetin is a terrific to take with the natural vitamin C, because it helps a lot with the toxicity from COVID injections and from immunity, and he boosts the immune system. Okay.
And let me repeat again what I've said several times, yes, on the radio before, but I'm sorry, folks, but these are principles by which Mona and I live, and which we help other people realize and hope that they can incorporate in their lifestyle as well. But there's a doctor on television, Max Siegel. He's an MD, and he's referred to as a final authority on many health-challenging discussions. And during the depths of the COVID debacle, the COVID fraud, he was asked, what can we do about COVID? There's no defense against it. When it was 5 years ago, it was approaching the United States. It's coming from China. It's coming across the Pacific, and we're all going to die, said the announcer. We're all going to die. There's no medicine. There's no antibiotic. There's nothing that'll knock out the COVID. And Dr. Siegel, when he was introduced, I said to myself, oh, God, Dr. Siegel again. He's a drug head. All he talks about is drugs. A new miracle drug. Another new miracle drug. Several new miracle drugs. And gotta trust the drug manufacturer because they know what they're doing. I said, I don't want to hear him. But this guy went on, and the announcer went on about how dangerous COVID's going to be. And Siegel interrupted him quite abruptly. He said, listen, right in the middle of this diatribe of panic, Siegel said, listen, we are created with an innate immune function. Yeah. What are we going to do? He says, listen, fortify what you have.
Right.
How would I do that? How can I? Listen. You take quercetin and vitamin C, D3, and zinc, and your body creates killer cells.
That's right, and he included NAC, too, about restoring the alveoli in the lungs.
And those killer cells kill all viruses and yeast and fungus and mold and all the pathogens in the world that
with no side effects.
Are trying to kill you. Your body's innate function kills them first.
You know, it's interesting to me, too.
We've lived by that principle for... Didn't know Dr. Siegel's advice.
No, but we've lived like that for years. From the beginning, and you know, in Dr. Blalock, I just don't want to leave that he talks. He listens. He accepts people's questions, what they have written in and asked. And one of the questions that was written in to Dr. Blalock was, "How can I treat pancreatic cancer?" And he says, just what we've said. We didn't call that about pancreatic cancer. We talked about, just been talking about curcumin, okay? Curcumin,
the
he says,
power.
Has been shown to be very powerful, says the doctor, in suppressing pancreatic cancer.
Right.
Now, I never knew that, so I'm learning, he talks, okay? So he talks about all of the different things. Curcumin has been shown to be very powerful in suppressing pancreatic cancer.
Why?
So
because it reduces inflammation.
That's right.
The inflammation is an inferno. It's fire. It's burning up vital tissues and enzyme functions within your body, every cell in your body. The curcumin from Pain Power, along with the other supportive ingredients in Pain Power, Put out the fire.
And, you know, it's just incredible information we have, so much that we could share with you. And we could go on all day. But all right, remember that Alive and Well lives by that. We are Fanatic Organics. Alive and Well is dedicated to your health, has from moment one. And if you want to sit down and talk with Dennis or with me, we're not doctors. You don't pretend to be. We share information. Have we ever charged for that? No. Do we charge? Is there any charge for that consultation? No. Are you in a comfortable area? Do we answer questions? Yes. And again, what doctors have learned about nutrients, we share that with you. And call the 877-4950. Set up a time. 877-4950 for any of our services, but set up a time sitting down one-on-one with Dennis or with Mona. We'd love to sit with you, and if you set up a time, we won't be with somebody else at the time that you come in. That'd be great for any one of our great services. Never forget the broth. Never forget all the great combinations that we have. The great combinations, okay. And okay. We care about you, and we are there for you. Yes, we are there. So you were going to say, Dan.
I was going to say, wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. It's got to be totally organic or I won't wrap it up. You bet I won't. And that's what you give
I'll
you.
Put a ribbon
and alive
on it.
And well, you've got to come to broth.
All right. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks just one more time.